Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No book of the New Testament, not the Gospels, nor Romans, nor Hebrews, does more to elevate Christ to his rightful position than the little book of Colossians. Some of what Paul wrote in this book almost certainly was in direct opposition to the false philosophy and false religion which were being promoted in Colossae. We get some insight into what some of the problems were when we take careful note of Paul's vocabulary. Paul uses expressions like fullness, voluntary humility, worshiping of angels, touch not, taste not, handle not, and others. These words may center on the Gnostic tendencies which were prevalent in the second century, but had already begun to grow in the first century. But whatever the case, we are the beneficiaries of Paul's teaching about Christ's deity. Paul teaches that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. He adds, "And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." Colossians 2:10. Is the apostle affirming that when we have Christ as our Savior and our guide, we do not need any other? Are you familiar with the fact that the man who calls himself Reverend Moon claims he came to complete what Jesus failed to do? According to Moon, Jesus did a great amount of good and was unquestionably from God. But he did not finish the work God had in mind, so God sent Moon to complete the Lord's work in this world. I have no idea whether Moon is honest or just using that ruse to raise money for himself and for his organization. Honesty has absolutely nothing to do with truth. Some of the most deceptive preachers and teachers in history may have been honest, but they were wrong. Jesus did all that God sent him to do. What did Jesus mean in his high priestly prayer when he said to God the Father, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." John 17:4. If Jesus said he had finished the work God gave him to do, do you believe Jesus? Which would you choose to believe? A man whose main interest seems to be money, or the one who gave himself for our redemption? Jesus has completely fulfilled his mission of saving men who turn to him to have their sins forgiven. Christians are complete in Jesus Christ. There is nothing you need to live for God which Jesus has not made possible. You do not need any other information about God, about the church, about the way of salvation, or about eternal life. Jesus furnishes us with all the blessings and promises we should have to be faithful in the Lord's kingdom. Because of this precious truth, Paul could say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. He enables us to overcome temptation and to live joyously and successfully in our Lord's service. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Paul expressed gratitude to Christ Jesus our Lord for enabling him to be counted faithful in putting him into the ministry. "And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and with love which is in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 1:12-14. You and I do not need another Savior, another Bible, another way. We are complete in Christ. Paul affirms that Jesus Christ is the head of all principality and power. Some in Colossae may have thought there were various divine creatures which in some way contributed their salvation, and that might have included angels. Paul denies all of this and says we are complete in Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.